Archers for the week 18 to 23rd May 2003.
Alastair's batting on a sticky wicket in Ambridge where there's another close match. I was out there this morning at 7 with the tractor and cultivator.
On a Sunday?
Oh, yes, why not?
It's very keen.
Well, I can't lie in, that's my problem.
I don't get the chance to, that's my problem.
Well, I'll need going over again with the power, Harris. I'll be out there tomorrow as well.
Good shot, Roy! Oh, hard luck.
Oh, that was a good stop.
Yeah, saved a four, probably. Home farm strawberries, eh?
Well, we haven't got as far as a name yet. I'm still testing the water with this co-op.
Oh, yeah, you were saying.
I'm going to get one of their growers to come over this week, if he can.
As a consultant?
No, I'm asking him to construct the beds for me.
Oh, yeah, I need specialist tackle, I suppose.
Well, he's got this bit of kit that does it all. He even lays plastic over the top.
But will you have them ready in time for Wimbledon?
Not quite, but we'll have a crop this year, which is something.
Run, Tony!
Go on!
Oh, no!
Run out!
Oh, no. By a mile! Oh. Why did he turn back?
Did you see that? Tony really stitched Royal.
They shouldn't have gone for a run in the first place.
No, but it was a good throw.
Maybe, but Tony should have thought of the team first and sacrificed himself, not Roy.
We need to claw the run rate back a bit, don't we?
Exactly. And Tony's just occupying the crease without doing anything.
Well, at least he's kept his wicket.
But who would you rather was still there to score the runs, Tony or Roy?
Well, Roy, I suppose.
Exactly. Tony's like an old cart horse.
Oh,
hi, Helen.
Hi, are we winning?
What has Steve got to say?
Still in the balance.
Well, so many outages then?
Yes.
It wasn't Dad, was it?
No, he's still there.
What was it? Caught silly left slip?
No, there isn't a silly left slip.
Oh, Greg.
They've all got stupid names, haven't they?
Not once you understand the reasons for them.
They're so obscure. What's the point? Hey, Duncan! Hold on!
What's the matter?
I've got an idea. We need quick runs, don't we?
Well, yes.
So, why not send Adam in? Since he's already padded up.
I'm not sure.
But if we fall too far behind, we've got no chance.
I know, but it's still a risk.
Yeah, well, sometimes you've got to gamble.
Yes, but...
All it needs is a few big hits from Adam. I'll be right back in the game.
All right, I suppose it's worth a try.
So you want me to go in ahead of Duncan?
Yeah, go on.
OK. I'll see you later.
We'd better explain to Duncan.
Yeah, well, he won't mind. He's a good lad, is Duncan.
Was it something I said?
Well, I don't suppose it helped suggesting there was no point.
Only about the names.
Don't you think there's something very reassuring about village cricket, though?
Not particularly.
Well, I think it's one of those timeless rituals of an English summer.
If you could be bothered standing around for hours on end.
I thought you used to like it.
Not really.
Well, come on, then. You may as well go home.
And the branch went right slap through the roof of the greenhouse.
Yes, so I heard.
Mrs. Woolley were absolutely furious.
Well, Peggy Woolley's another one who's resorting to outside help, isn't she?
Oh, come on, Joe. They couldn't leave. It all smashed up.
Yeah, I suppose not.
Look, are you sure she ain't going to come back and find
her? I told you. I heard her saying she'd have to record some programme because they won't be back till after 7.
Why do you have to keep coming and looking round anyway?
I need to keep an eye on what she's up to.
Hey, that's funny.
Hey?
Why's she got them heaters in the flower bed? Shouldn't they be on the patio?
Oh, I don't know.
And she's left them on.
She must have money to burn.
Well, you'd have thought that'd be dangerous, Joe.
Pretty solid to me.
Do you think we should turn them on?
Oh, no. Can't touch nothing. Well, she'll know we've been here.
Well, she can't have meant to do it.
Well, we wouldn't put anything past that woman.
Oh, she'd be furious if she knew we was there.
Hey, look at all them pelargoniums, eh? She's just bought them straight from the garden centre.
Yeah, I know. But they do look nice.
That's as maybe, but it's still cheating.
Oh, Joe, is it worth it? Can we go soon?
No, not yet.
What if someone else sees us and tells us?
Well, we'll just say we saw a fox or something and chased it away for her.
This water feature's lovely, isn't it?
I could make one just as good.
Just look at the way them lights is reflecting off the water.
Yeah, in fact, it's a good idea.
Hey, what is?
Come on, we're going on.
Shall I put some chili in to spice it up a bit?
Fine.
Or how about a touch of arsenic? Would that suit your mood better?
What are you talking about?
Oh, good. A response at last.
Sorry.
Ooh, an apology. Heavens.
Look, I know I've been a bit grouchy.
Just a bit.
Well, all right. quite a lot grouchy.
Look, this is the first time since you came back we've had a whole day together, and it feels like we've hardly talked to each other.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is, Greg.
I'm sorry.
Please, talk to me.
You're right. I should.
That's a good start.
You mean so much to me.
I'm glad to hear it.
I don't understand why you took Tom off just after he'd taken a wicket.
Because I thought we needed more variety in the attack.
He didn't even bowl out his overs.
I know.
And you should have kept the third man right through the Croxley innings.
I don't agree.
We'd have saved at least another 20 runs.
Oh, does it matter now, Sid? We still won.
Only just. Thanks to poor shot selection on their part.
You mean the way they kept wafting outside off stump?
Yes, exactly.
Here you go, Lester.
Oh, thanks.
I must admit, I thought we were lucky to get out of that in the end.
And I think you're both being too critical.
There's nothing wrong with analysing our performance.
All right, it was a close match. But in the end, we won because we played pretty well. End of analysis.
Now, that's where we differ, Alistair. Because I think we could have played better.
You're entitled to your opinion.
I don't think we're being critical enough.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it. For a start, we've got to change the batting order.
Why?
I saw the way Tony played. It was like Jeff Boycott on a go slow.
He'd have told things up a bit.
17 runs in 15 overs. It nearly cost us a game.
Running Roy out didn't help either.
Oh, he didn't deliberately run him out.
No, he just made sure it wasn't him who had to walk.
Well, you'd have probably done the same.
He's been like that all season. Playing for himself, not the team.
Well, that's too harsh.
In fact, I think we should drop him.
No, we can't.
Why not?
We haven't got enough players. With Eddie out all season and David disappearing to cut his silage.
Well, that was just today.
Yes, but that sort of thing's not a one-off, is it?
Most people work round it.
Anyway, Tony's good at playing the anchor.
But is that enough?
Yes. We're still unbeaten this season.
Only just.
Still don't see the point of change for change's sake.
We could mix up the order a bit, I suppose.
Why?
Well, because we still need to find our strongest batting lineup.
That's spot on, Adam. I think we're still playing as if it's last season.
Well, I don't. Thanks for your opinions, and I shall bear them in mind. But for the time being, I want to keep things as they are.
Here's your tea.
Your tea.
Those the fairy lights we had left over from the Grindelwald of Christmas.
Yeah, you got it in one.
You put them all round the garden?
Mm. Just the job, isn't it?
I suppose so. Do you reckon people will see them in daylight?
Of course they will.
And what's this?
Ah, that's our new water feature.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I just got to stick this other barrel underneath to catch the water.
He's lucky we kept this statue what Eddie tried to make into a fountain.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It needs something else, though.
Like what? It's got that rustic look, isn't it?
Well, yes, sort of. You could add a bit of greenery, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
Do you think the garden needs it?
All them gardens on the telly have got water features, haven't they?
Those Linda Snells.
Oh, let's see what it's like with the water on.
Do you think something's happened to Eddie?
Boy.
He should have been back from dropping Edward and Jazza off hours ago.
Well, maybe he's going to do some work on one of his landscape jobs.
Mm. He were in a foul mood when he left this morning.
Was he?
Yeah. Mind you, we knew we were going to have to leave the car boat early to get him to the airport.
Oh, he won't this hose fit properly.
They make you check in so far ahead now.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Better safe than sorry, though, I suppose.
Yeah, right. Here it goes.
I hope they got off all right.
Now then, what do you think of that?
It's not working. Oh, no. Here it comes.
Yeah, well, it'll get stronger.
Oh! Is it supposed to squirt out of her arm like that?
No, it isn't. Well, at least she's on the right line.
It's on my frog.
Oh, there's nothing worth watching.
Well, isn't there a good film or something?
No. You haven't finished your wine?
Oh, no. Thanks, Greg.
Look, I know I've been a bit, well, quiet this last week.
Yep, you have.
I wanted to talk to you.
But I know what happened with Sonia really upset you.
Yeah, it did, but it's not just that.
Well, what else is it, then?
Well, when I was there and I tried talking to her, it just felt like there was nothing between us.
Oh, really?
I might as well have been a complete stranger for all the notice she took of me.
She probably just felt guilty.
Yeah, I don't think she felt guilty at all.
Well, she must have been a bit.
It was like she was completely indifferent to me, what she'd done, everything.
I can't believe that.
And then, of course, when I talked about it to Michelle, she just blamed me for everything.
Well, that is so unfair. I mean, how can she say that?
She just did.
But why
are. You're hardly ever there.
That's the point.
Oh. Well, what's she been saying?
She thinks I'm a disruptive influence.
Oh, you're their father, for heaven's sake.
But as you said, I'm hardly ever there.
That's her fault as much as it's yours.
I know.
You mustn't let her dump all this on you.
It was me who wanted to be part of their lives again, though, wasn't it?
Yes, but you had every right.
I'm not
sure. That woman was perfectly happy to keep you out of the picture for years while she had what's-his-name around.
Well, yes.
But when you turn up again and something goes wrong, she thinks she's got the perfect scapegoat.
Helen, listen. It's not as simple as that.
But it is where I'm sitting.
I know. But you weren't there. You don't know what it was like.
I was a teenager myself not so long ago, remember?
Well, your father didn't walk out on you when you were a baby, only to come back out of nowhere years later.
No, but...
Even now, I only see them once in a blue moon. Then I disappear back to England again.
Well, that's not your fault.
Well, whose is it, then?
I'm sure you'd do more if you could.
Yeah, but don't you see? It's probably worse for them than if I wasn't there at all.
No, I don't see.
How can I ever build a proper relationship on that kind of part-time basis?
I'm sure you're a brilliant dad when you're there.
I wish I was.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
I should have made more of an effort in the past.
Greg, you can't change what's gone.
I know, but I've still got to try and put it right, haven't I?
Yeah, of course.
The trouble is, whatever I do, it only seems to make things worse.
David's nearly ready to start the silage.
Who was it?
The shearers. They'll be here first thing tomorrow.
Oh. Well, Bert can give me a hand getting the ewes in after the silage.
Okay. Oh, and Usha rang too.
Uh-huh. How's the new boyfriend?
Ex-boyfriend, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. I thought it was all going so well.
So did I. But apparently, when they went for a meal on Friday, he told her he thought she was too old for him.
What a tactless... But, I mean, she's only, what, 40?
Trouble is, if that's how he feels, there's nothing much he can do about it.
Suppose not. Poor Usha, though.
I know. I feel really sorry for her.
Well, let's hope she finds someone nicer. A little bit more mature next time.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah. Yeah, have you cleared away breakfast?
No, why?
Well, don't yet. I'm starving.
Okay.
Now I'm done in here. I'm going to have another bowl of cereal.
Pig!
I don't see why not. We've got a long day ahead of us.
You off to Brookfield?
Yes, in a minute. You're going to the shop?
Yeah.
Oh, your mother said to remind you, you need to sort out cover for Anya's days off next week.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk to Kathy about it.
Tom left Brighton early this morning.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
At least he wasn't too nervous.
Well, he's already had a dry run, hasn't he?
Yeah, today's only a half load.
Talking about easing himself in.
Yeah, I know. Still, it is his first real day of production.
Should be a problem then.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, why shouldn't it be?
Well, it's just that you seem a bit down.
No, it's nothing.
You sure?
Yes,
no. No, come on, tell me.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Oh, right, it's Greg.
Why? What's up?
Well, he's just feeling really low at the moment.
What about? There isn't a problem between you.
No, it's not about us. He had a really hard time with Michelle and the girls in France.
Well, I know you mentioned about his daughter getting into a bit of trouble with the police.
Yeah, well, it's more than that, though, Dad.
Oh, sorry. Probably none of my business.
No, it's all right. Might be able to help anyway.
Well, sure, if I can.
Well, Michelle's saying it's all Greg's fault the way Sonia's been behaving.
I see. How does he feel about that?
Well, pretty hacked off at first. But now he seems to think she may be right.
More to do with them being separated, you mean?
Yeah. Really came home to him this time. He says he feels like a complete stranger to both of them.
Well, the more he sees them, the less he'll feel like that.
Yeah, well, he's never going to see them that much, though, is he? Unless he moves to France, which isn't going to happen.
No, I suppose not.
So, in the meantime, I've got to help him live with feeling terrible about it.
Has he tried talking to Michelle?
I don't know. I get the feeling she isn't exactly being reasonable about anything at the moment.
It's difficult.
I just wish there was something I could think of to stop him feeling so guilty.
About Sonia's behaviour or the fact that he doesn't see them much?
Well, either. Both.
Well, I suppose if I was in his position, I'd be doing everything I could to try and keep in regular contact with the girl.
Yeah, but how?
Well,
I mean, he phones them, of course, but he always has to go through Michelle, and I really don't think that helps.
Are the girls on email?
Oh, well, that's a point. What, their own addresses, you mean?
Then he could contact them without having to go through Michelle.
Well, that's true. I think they might be.
Even if they aren't, I'm sure you can set them up fairly easily.
Actually, I'm pretty sure they are.
Okay, then that might be one way.
Why didn't I think of that? Greg doesn't use it much, I suppose. But...
Well, maybe he should.
Dad, you're a genius.
Hey, can I have that in writing?
Maybe later. Dad.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'll do the mixing on the next batch, Stan, and you can see to the casings. I'm starting to get the hang of it all.
Hi, Tom. How's it all going?
Oh, hi, Susan.
Do you want a hand?
You have scrubbed up.
Of course I have.
Sorry, just making sure. Anyway, it's okay.
It looks like it.
You could hang these in the cold store for me.
Right. No problem.
Thanks.
Oh, they look great.
At least they should all fit into the packs this time.
Then I'll get on and start washing everything down, ready for packing.
Great.
Bert! Bert!
He's not going to see you.
Oh, well, he'll just have to have his lunch when he gets back from the clamp.
Yep. I've given your dad his already.
That'll put Bert's nose out of joint.
There you go. Ham and tomato as requested.
Oh, brilliant. You put some mustard on?
Yeah, I did.
Ah, lunch. Oh, that's a welcome sight.
I did your cheese and pickle, Tony. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, smashing.
What's the soup?
There's chicken and mushroom or tomato. Mm.
Choice?
How's it going?
Oh, very well so far.
Yep, should be able to cut Ashfield before we finish tonight.
Don't forget you're bringing the sheep in as well.
No, I haven't. Can you pass the soup, love? Tomato one.
Well... At least we've got a fine day for it.
Yeah, you have.
Your garden ready for the competition, Ruth?
About as ready as it'll ever be.
We're not going to win, though.
No, but I never thought we would.
The hanging baskets Jack gave us have helped slightly, though.
That's true. It was very kind of him. The soup, Tony?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Mum was absolutely furious when he got Higgs to saw that branch off and it crashed down onto the greenhouse.
I know, I was there. Has it been fixed yet?
Oh, yeah. She keeps going on about her bedding plants, though.
Well, there's some pretty stiff competition out there. She wants to watch Bert.
He's obsessed with beating George.
What about Joe? Those two are always fighting it out at the flower and produce, aren't they?
Well, from what I've heard, Joe's more concerned about Linda this time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Spying on her or something.
That's incredible.
Well, I'm glad we're nothing to do with it. Life's too short.
Yeah. Oh, how's Tom getting on with his sausages?
Oh, fine. Today's his first proper day of production.
I thought so.
It's only half the normal amount this time, but after this, it'll be the full whack.
Was that his idea, or theirs?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Sounds like a good way to ease yourself into it, though.
Yeah, yeah. The real test will come on Thursday, of course.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Especially with Susan helping.
Actually, what time is it?
Just gone 1:30.
Well, if everything's gone according to plan, they should be finished by now.
Oh, there must be a way of going faster.
Oh, it's just practice, that's all.
This lot should have been finished by 1 o'clock if we were doing the full amount.
I know.
It's gone 1:30.
But we're nearly finished, though. And don't forget, this is twice as many as last time.
But we've got to do double this again on Thursday.
Oh, isn't that label on crooked?
Yeah, I wasn't concentrating.
Oh, don't worry, it doesn't look too bad.
No, it'll have to do anyway.
When does the lorry get here? Three, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no point in lulling ourselves into a false sense of security.
I didn't think we were.
After today, this won't be good enough.
No, I know.
If we haven't finished all the batches when the lorry comes, they won't hang around for us.
I'm sure we'll get there.
And the last thing we want is a load of waste product on our hands.
These machines take some getting used to.
They're not that difficult.
No, what I mean is we'll get faster as we go along. By Thursday, we'll be flying.
It's got to be done properly.
Oh, it will be. And now we know what the pressure's like, we'll be better prepared for it next time.
Well, one way or another, we're going to have to be. We missed the lorry and we're in trouble.
Coffee, Greg?
Yeah, thanks.
How are you getting on?
I can't seem to get started.
Oh, that's not quite true. Dear Sonia, how are you?
What do I say next?
Don't you think it sounds a little bit formal?
What's wrong with it?
Oh, it sounds like you're writing a thank you letter after Christmas or something.
That's how letters always start.
Yes, but this isn't a letter, it's an email.
Right.
Think of it as a conversation.
So what do you suggest?
Hi, Sonia. That's the way most people I know start emails.
Oh, I'm sure that sounds right coming from me.
Why not? It's just a way of getting started.
OK, I'll give it a go.
Touch typing obviously wasn't part of the gamekeeper's training course.
Not exactly.
Anyway, what else do you want to say to her?
That's just it, I'm not sure.
Well, how about asking if she's been anywhere interesting or done anything exciting since you left?
She's been at school, that's all.
Even so, there's no harm asking.
No. You're right, thanks. She hates talking about school.
Well, then maybe she'll tell you about something else. That's up to her.
I suppose she could tell me about her friends.
Well, exactly. Do you know any of their names?
No. She told me it was none of my business.
She's a right little charmer, isn't she?
The trouble is, every time I asked her anything like that, she made me feel like I was spying on her or something.
Spying? But you're her dad, for heaven's sake.
I know.
It's not as if you were saying anything unreasonable.
Maybe to a teenager it is.
Oh, even so. Why don't you just ask if she's doing anything exciting with her friends?
All right.
And then perhaps you could tell her what you've been doing.
Tried that before you came in. But I don't think she'd be interested.
Why not?
She never wanted to know what I do.
And how often have you tried telling her?
Well, why would she want to know about rearing pheasants and trapping magpies?
Because it's your job and it is interesting.
You think so?
Yes, of course I do.
It's all completely alien to her, though.
Well, I still think you should try and tell her. You might be surprised.
Well, if you think so.
I do. The more she knows, the more she'll want to get to know you.
Michelle said the girls are becoming vegetarians.
Really?
So they're really not going to be interested in gamekeeping, are they?
You think Michelle doesn't know that?
If I was part of their everyday lives, I wouldn't have to worry about all this, would I?
No. It's not easy.
I want to be a proper dad to them, but it's difficult.
No, that's why something like this can really help.
It's not the same as being there.
No. No, I know.
I just need to pull the plastic down on this side.
OK. I've got the other end.
There! That should do. Right. Just temporarily, anyway.
Oh, Tom did phone in the end.
And?
They finished just before two.
Oh, that's not bad, is it?
Well, it was all right for a first go, but slower than they'll need to be.
Oh, sorry.
No, I know just how you feel.
Oh, still going to bring the sheep in.
That's the sort of thing you could probably do without right now, isn't it?
Nah, shouldn't be too much hassle. As long as Bert hasn't disappeared.
We've done well.
Yeah, it's been a good day. Thanks for all your hard work.
Well, so far so good.
If we get as good a day in tomorrow...
Oh, don't say it.
Yeah, you're right.
The forecast's not bad.
But you can never tell, can you?
Williams dropped in at Keeper's Cottage.
I've put the rabbit pie in here for you.
Oh, that'll make a nice change for me lunch.
I knew you'd like some.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Hey, you'll never guess what I saw when I took Tess out first thing.
No, what?
We was just coming back past Ambridge Hall and we suddenly heard this funny whooshing noise.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't work out what it were till I looked over the wall.
So, what was it?
It were Linda Snell walking round her garden with a hairdryer blowing hot air onto her flowers.
You what?
Then Tess started barking like mad, so Linda looks up and she saw me. She was so embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
She tried to pretend she was drying her hair, as if it's perfectly normal to do it outside.
But what was she doing it for?
Well, I reckon she's trying to bring her flowers on for the competition.
With a hairdryer?
She's been using heaters on them as well.
Well, she's cracked if she thinks that's going to work.
Trouble is, you see, she's got too many plants that don't flower till June.
What does Grandad think?
Oh, he thinks she's cheating anyway. So he don't care what she does so long as he can make ours look better.
Is that why he's got that manky old statue sitting on a barrel?
What? That's our water feature. Like the ones you see on all the gardening programmes.
I don't know what programmes he watches, but they ain't the same ones I've seen.
Don't tell him that. He thinks it's marvellous.
You'll never believe it.
What?
Some beggar's gonna dump a freezer in our field.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He gets lysippers dumping stuff up near the riding course sometimes.
Yeah, well, they ain't gonna use my land as a tip.
Yeah, that's bad, that is. Eddie, no, you should make
don't
sure that
worry,
it's...
Don't worry, I knocked the door off.
Oh, good.
But my worry is... If you let them get away with it, then they'll just keep coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
So, as seeing as you're here, you can help me shift it.
No, Dad, I can't. I'll be late for work if I don't go now.
Oh, come on. It'll only take 5 minutes.
No, honest. I've got to go.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, that's just great, isn't it?
You can't make him late for work.
He wasn't in a hurry when I came in.
Shall I do you some eggs and bacon?
Oh, yeah. Okay, love.
He only dropped in to pick up some of that rabbit pie for his dinner.
He should know I'm rushed off my feet without Edward this week. But he can't even be bothered to help.
Well, it ain't his fault Edward's gone on holiday.
Oh, all holidaying.
You can't blame him for wanting a break.
Yes, I can. I don't get a break.
It's not easy being a teenager, Eddie.
When I was a teenager, the most I ever got was a wet weekend in Weston.
Yeah, well, things have moved on since then.
I might have taken David Archer up on that silaging job if it wasn't for him.
Thought you'd got too many other things on.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask Joe to help you with the free... Oh, no, he's out all morning with Bartleby.
I want to get rid of it now. 5 minutes, that's all it would take.
Well, this is usually a good time to look in on the Swallows.
I've been meaning to ask Titcomb, but he's been so busy.
That's all right. I'm always checking them anyway.
Sounds like you had a good trip to Ireland.
We had a terrific time. The baptism was just the start of it.
I haven't been over there for years. I remember how friendly everybody was.
They certainly know how to party.
Yeah, what do they say? Yeah, it was a good crack.
Yes, it was a very good crack. Siobhan had cousins popping up from all over the place.
I remember her saying she had a big family.
Most of them seem to be wizards on the fiddle or flute or that funny drum they play.
Oh, yeah, the bow run.
That's it. We must have been dancing until 2 a.m.
Fabulous.
Siobhan was in great form. And Rory, why, he was very good.
So you think she's happy there?
Well, she was certainly happy to be partying.
I don't suppose the father came, though.
No, he wasn't there.
Kenton's still intrigued about who it is.
I think Siobhan's finally managing to put all that behind her.
Oh, well, that's good.
So how's Kenton getting on, by the way?
Oh, he's all right.
Good.
Came over to my place last night. They're decorating the flat, and he can't stand the smell of paint.
I know what he means. It always gives me a headache.
He certainly doesn't like the chef's whistling first thing in the morning.
Now then, we need to be a bit quieter.
Oh, yeah, okay. What is it?
It's the chicks. Something's wrong.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, they've fallen onto the floor.
Oh.
The nest, it's completely shattered.
But how could that have happened?
I don't know. There's only 3 of them.
How many should there be?
4. Oh, there's the other one.
Oh, what a shame.
Right, we can't do anything about him. But let's see if we can save the others.
Custom kitchen delivery. What the hell's that? Bert, stop! Bert! Stop! There's something wrong! Switch your engine off! We've got a problem! Oh, no. Oh, look at this. A shit right up. I don't believe this!
What's the problem, David?
Didn't you hear anything?
Oh, I had my earphones on.
We picked something up. Smashed some blades.
Ooh, how did that happen?
Well, how do you think? Some plunker chucked something over the hedge or
something. Must have been something pretty big.
Oh, look at this. How about a flaming hammer?
Oh, hey, how did that get there?
Someone left it on the ground, that's how. Ah!
Put the nest back together again somehow.
No, it'll never work.
What else can we do then?
I'm sure we had an old blackbird's nest in here somewhere. Yes, there it is, on the shelf.
Oh,
But surely you can't just replace it with another one from a different bird.
I don't know, but it's probably the only chance we've got.
I suppose so.
Kathy, can you hold it for me?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thanks. Now then, let's see how you get on in here.
No, they look so fragile.
They are. That's why we've got to be extremely careful.
They don't seem to mind so far.
I know, but it's early days.
Don't worry, we haven't left you behind.
Now then.
Well, where do you think the parents are?
I don't know. I just hope they weren't killed by whatever did this.
What could it be? I mean, a bird of prey?
Possibly. I'm going to see if I can wedge this nest in the remains of the old one. So if I just climb up here...
Be careful.
I will be.
Well, it doesn't look very stable, Nigel.
It isn't. Right, you pass the nest up to me.
Okay. Here you are.
Thanks. Now, let's see if we can give them a new home from home.
Oh. Is there anything else we can do?
Not really. Just leave them to it and hope the parents come back. But they might not accept it, of course.
No.
But that's just a risk we'll have to take. There. That should do it.
I've got the barrel.
Thanks. I'm not sure it's going to work.
Oh, well, you never know.
But I can't think of anything better.
What do you want to do with the dead one?
I'll dispose of it so that Freddie and Lily won't find it. I think it's best if they don't know anything about it.
Yes, and I'll tell Titcomb not to let anyone in here.
Well, come on, let's leave them alone.
Okay. Well done.
Let's see if it works first.
Did you find what he was looking for?
Yeah. Dad shouldn't mind me borrowing his brush cutter.
Nah, as long as you give it back.
I will. Is that cake first?
No, it's WI. Everyone's baking them for the teas for the gardens competition.
Oh.
What's that you got out there?
I didn't know you were here.
Evidently not.
It's only the brush cutter. Greg's ain't working. And we need to clear some brambles by the pens.
All right. As soon as you turned me down earlier, I'll let you borrow it. But only if you help me shift that freezer.
Oh, I can't, Dad. I've got to get straight back.
Then you can't have it.
Oh, go on, Eddie. Don't be so childish.
Why don't you ask Grandad?
We did. He reckons it's too much for his back.
That's probably true.
Oh, I don't see why you can't get the council to shift it.
I'm not paying good money for that.
Well, that's your choice.
If Edward was here, he'd help.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, I wish I knew how he's getting on. We ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, he's probably too busy drinking all his money away.
Oh, I do hope not. He weren't right before he went, you know.
Well, he never is.
I suppose you'd know if there were anything bothering him.
Well, don't ask me. I ain't got a clue. I've got to go.
Without the brush cutter.
You won't even know it's gone.
William!
Leave it, Eddie.
You're too soft with that boy.
You don't think Edward is drinking his money away?
Well, if he is, there's nothing we can do about it.
It just ain't like him to be so down.
Oh, that's what teenagers are like. Moody beggars.
Yeah, but what about the way he let Oliver Sterling down? That weren't like him at all.
Who cares about Sterling? He can cope anyway.
He might not give Edward no more work.
By the way, have you seen him poncing round the village with Caroline and that foxhound they've taken him?
No.
Oh, right little lord of the manor he thinks he is.
Maybe. It's got something to do with that row that Edward had with William.
Oh, you're worrying too much.
No, but you heard William saying about Edward wasting all his money.
So?
Well, I reckon it's because William still ain't forgiven him about selling baby Spice.
Yeah, maybe.
And Edward's probably still angry with him about it.
Hey, what's for dinner?
Rabbit pie, it's in the fridge.
Oh, right.
I bet that's it. And that's why Edward wanted to get away.
Yeah, probably.
I don't like boasting at the best of times, but Judge Parfitt had me really worked up.
Why is that?
Well, he was going on again about his flower and vegetable garden. All that stuff about a fine old tradition as if he'd invented it.
Are you ready for the next blurb, David?
Not yet.
I've been growing flowers and vegetables as long as I can remember.
I don't suppose George means anything by it.
You'd better phone Tony. Tell him not to bother coming back today.
I don't think it's worth it.
It'll be at least another hour before I can finish this. And it's starting to rain.
Oh, that's a pity.
The pity is some fool leaving that hammer out in the first place.
I expect it's when we did the fencing last winter.
Who did that field?
Well, it could have been me or Chabber. I can't remember.
Well, whoever did it should have checked their tools afterwards. It's cost us a whole day's work.
Well, I'm sorry if it was me, but I don't think it was.
All right. The point is, it shouldn't have happened.
Why don't you go inside for a cup of tea and a biscuit, Bert?
Righto.
There's nothing much you can do out here.
Oh, I'll see you later, then.
OK.
Perhaps you can bring a cup out here.
Don't worry, I'll do it.
Sometimes I can't believe that man.
Oh, come on, David. You don't know it was him.
Don't I?
No, it could have been any of us. We've all left stuff out before.
I know. It's just such a waste of time.
At least the shearing's gone well.
Yeah.
Your dad was pleased he could help with that.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
Oh, you were right.
I really thought we might get ahead with the silage.
Oh.
At this rate, we'll be lucky to finish by the end of the week.
Nigel wants Elizabeth to come with him.
I need a couple of tables at each end to form a rectangle.
Is everything under control?
Yes, it's fine.
Good.
Their MD's changed his mind again about what he wants for tomorrow, but we're coping.
Well done.
And by the way, did the medieval people come back to you?
What about?
Well, they were going to send us a copy of their safety regulations for the combat scenes.
Were they?
Yeah, they said that...
Oh, yes. Now you come to mention it, there was a fax.
Thank goodness.
And the banquet organisers have also confirmed their requirements.
Good. I couldn't believe it when that girl started talking about getting back to me after the bank holiday.
Well, perhaps she was new.
There's no excuse there.
Anyway, it's sorted now.
What else? Oh, do you know what time the school party's arriving tomorrow?
Hayley did tell me. But she's perfectly happy dealing with all that.
I know, but it's important we know too, in case anything goes wrong.
All right, I'll find out. Oh, by the way, I've seen quite a few people using the cycle routes today.
That's good. If we can just reset the chairs, then that'll do fine.
It's the most I've seen so far, so hopefully it's starting to pick up.
Good. Didn't Jessica want to see us about something?
Ah, now that's what I was coming to tell you.
Nigel?
It isn't urgent. She's had to dash off, so I said we'd see her in the morning.
I'm not sure I can.
Well, I expect I can deal with it.
I hope so.
Now, have you finished here?
Yes, I think I have.
Excellent. Come on. I want to check on my little nestlings.
You don't need me for that.
Yes, I do. I don't think I can bear it on my own if they've all died.
Nigel, you're such a softie.
I know. But you will humour me this once, won't you?
Oh, all right.
Betty, it's for you. It's Jean Harvey.
Oh, right. Yes. Robert's had a look at the long-range forecast and he thinks we should be all right.
Yeah, you should get at least a couple of decent days, I reckon.
Hello.
I am looking forward to it all.
Oh, hello, Jean.
Do you know who this famous judge is, then?
No, I was going to ask Betty.
Oh, by the way, have you seen this?
No. Oh, yes, a single wicket.
Oh, that's marvellous news.
Yeah, that's right. June the 8th.
Yes, I see. Oh, dear, not again.
Should be a good competition this year.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Especially with the likes of Adam Macy involved.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course.
Say it.
I'm in the Plamonts.
All right.
I think he's wonderful.
Betty sounds very excited.
Does she? Ready to go?
Yep. I was just saying to Adam, I think we should keep off the square tonight.
I agree, after all the rain.
I know, everybody's going to be thrilled.
So we can cancel the practice match?
Yeah, but there's plenty of other things we can do.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Oh, and David rang to say he can't make it. He's making up for lost time on the silage.
That'll be the rain, of course.
Yes, but he's had a problem with the forage harvester as well.
Sorry, Linda. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks.
All right, then. Bye, Jean, and well done.
Is there time for a quick drink before we go?
No. It's time to get cracking.
Oh, look, Al. I'll buy you one afterwards.
Yeah, well, I might just hold you to that.
Ah, Betty. Well, was it good news?
Oh, well, yes, it was.
From Jean Harvey, well, I take it?
That's right. You'll never guess who she's managed to get to be the judge for the Open Gardens.
No, who is it?
I'm amazed it's worked so well.
They looked absolutely fine, didn't they?
Oh, look, here comes Mum.
Or Dad.
There they go, just like before.
You'd better add nest builder to your CV.
Well, perhaps I was just lucky this time.
Not everybody would have taken the trouble, though.
No, possibly not. It's been a good week so far, hasn't it?
Yes, I suppose it has.
What with the swallows? No problems here so far.
And touch wood.
And a lovely few days in Ireland.
It was a lovely weekend.
Yeah. Well, what a pity we can't do it more often.
No. Well, never mind.
This bank holiday should be fun, though.
I hope so. Siobhan looked so relaxed, didn't she?
She's come a long way. After all that trauma.
Glad we didn't give her Brian's present until the day after the christening.
No. It's obviously a bit unsettling.
It's a pity we had to give it to her at all.
No, we had to.
Oh, I know. It's just a shame we can't be friends without all that home farm baggage as well.
Unfortunately not.
I don't suppose I'll ever repair things with Debbie now either.
You can tell.
No, I don't think so. Sad, but there's nothing really I can do about it.
Alistair, can I borrow your pads?
Yeah, okay.
Great. Fancy a bit of a knock.
Here you go.
Thanks. You remember that guy I was telling you about? From the Strawberry Co-op?
Oh, yeah.
He came and laid the new beds today.
How do they look?
Great. I took Brian up there afterwards.
Did he approve?
He was really impressed.
So, you're all ready to go then?
More or less. You should have seen the machine this guy used.
Well, impressive, wasn't it?
Amazing.
The wonders of modern technology.
Now we've just got the small matter of putting in the strawberries.
How many are you doing?
25,000.
What? Not all in one go, surely?
God, no. We'll be doing 5,000 a week, spread over 5 weeks to stagger the cropping.
God, you'll be bent over double by the end of it.
Probably. I'm adapting some trowels into planting tools to help.
How do you do that?
Well, if you really want to know, I'm cutting a V-shaped notch.
You need to bother putting those pads on?
Why not?
The lads have had enough of practicing catches.
But we need to practice them.
Well, not all night, then.
No, but we've dropped quite a few already this season.
I know, but we need more variety in these sessions.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe Sid's right. We could do some fitness training to break things up a bit.
Oh, hey! Hey! I hope that wasn't aimed at us.
Yes, exactly, Adam. We're always doing the same old things.
What, you mean batting, bowling and fielding?
Well, there'd be nothing wrong with putting in a few sprints as well.
It helps quickness up around the outfield. I'm all for it.
We could certainly do with saving a few more runs.
Yeah, I see your point, but...
You know, Adam's right. We need to step up a level.
Well, that's all very well,
superior but... fitness is one of the main reasons why the Aussies keep beating us.
I think superior talent might have something to do with it as well.
You only have to look at guys like Hayden and Gilchrist to see they spend time at the gym.
Why don't I arrange a session where I go?
Now, just hang on a minute, Sid.
I'm sure the lads...
No, this isn't the Ashes we're playing for.
I know that.
It's Sunday afternoon social cricket.
Yes, but...
I agree there's nothing wrong with being competitive.
Then what's stopping you?
I just don't think we should take it too seriously.
Well, you have to take it fairly seriously, or there's no point, surely.
No, you're missing my point.
Which is?
That we all have other lives.
What do you mean?
Well, most of us work hard all day, 5, 6, even 7 days a week.
So?
So when people turn up for practice, the last thing they want is to wear themselves out completely.
But it doesn't have to be like that.
No, I'm sorry, but I think it's too much.
Okay, Alistair. Fair enough. It's your decision.
Yeah. I am the captain.
Yeah, of course. And the skipper knows best.
It was a white wine spritzer, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, sorry, I'm all fingers and thumbs.
Oh, yeah, I quite understand.
Right.
Do you think they'll feature the winning garden on one of his programmes?
Well, you never know. If we play our cards right, they might.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, but we mustn't let ourselves get carried away.
No, of course not. I wonder how one of Jean Harvey's cousins knows him.
I don't know, but apparently it was touch and go getting him at all, as you're busy.
I'm sure he must be. Oh, I'm so sorry.
There you are.
Thank you.
I'm surprised you want to go near that garden when you're suffering like this.
Well, one sometimes has to suffer for one's art.
That's on the house.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Now, Betty, there will have to be all sorts of special arrangements, you know. Now, have you thought about how he's going to travel between the gardens?
Well, no. I suppose he might have his own driver.
Oh, no. He's much more down to earth than that.
You think so?
Oh, yes. And besides, if it's a nice day, it will be so much better to be out in the open.
Yeah, that's true.
He could always borrow Robert's bicycle.
Oh, I'm sure we can do better than that.
It's in immaculate condition. Robert never rides it.
Oh, we don't even know if he can ride a bike.
Oh, surely
well, we need a welcoming committee, of course. To accompany him round and look after him.
You'll need people who are comfortable with taking that sort of responsibility.
I know the best way of getting round.
What's that?
Joe's trap with Bartleby.
Oh.
It's the perfect solution.
Don't you think the llamas would be more distinctive?
But they've never pulled a trap.
Yeah, that's true.
And how would you get hold of one at such short notice?
Oh, one could always find ways around these problems.
Oh, looks like the nets have finished.
4 pints of shires and 3 lagers, please, Betty.
Right you are.
Make that 5 shires, will you, Betty?
Yeah, okay.
Ah, well done, Adam. Oh, I thought you'd done.
Just had a quick word with Alistair.
And I don't suppose he listened to a word you said?
No, it wasn't that.
Have you heard who's coming to judge the open gardens?
No.
You're all going to be very excited.
There's one thing I can't stand is people who don't listen when it doesn't suit them.
It really is quite a coup.
I think we just caught him on a bad day.
You know what I mean,
though. He's very famous.
We could have gone all night trying to persuade him, but he still wouldn't have budged.
Maybe he just needs more time to think about it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Just make sure you don't miss out on Monday.
Why? What's happening?
I've been trying to tell you.
We've got a real celebrity coming to Ambridge.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, it's rather a shame he won't be here until Monday.
No, we're lucky to get him at all. He's got a very tight schedule.
I know, but he won't be seeing the gardens at their absolute best.
Well, that depends on the weather.
No, I mean, people will already have been traipsing round them for 2 days.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
Well, of course, I realise I should have gone for decking in my design, but it's too late now.
I expect he gets fed up of seeing the same things all the time, though.
Yes. And I dare say he's more than capable of discerning where a real effort has been made.
Who are they talking about, Sid?
I've no idea.
Oh, sorry. Didn't we tell you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, it's absolutely marvellous. It's Alan Titchmarsh.
Tom and Susan have got their work cut out.
You shouldn't keep looking at the clock, you know.
Sorry, I can't help it.
You won't make it go any slower.
But they'll be here in just over an hour and a half. Well,
that's still a long time.
Oh, there's no way we'll have all these ready by then.
Then we'll just have to keep going.
And get quicker.
Honestly, Tom, I know you don't believe me, but we are getting quicker.
Yeah, it's just so important to get it right today.
I know, and we're doing our best.
But what if they turn up and we're down a whole batch?
It won't be a whole batch. And even if we are a bit late, I expect they'll wait.
I don't think they will.
Anyway, look, we can't finish too late. It's Neil's birthday.
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten about that.
I haven't even made his cake yet.
You taking him out anywhere?
Oh, only to the ball. We'll be too shattered to do anything else.
What sort of cake are you making?
Chocolate for Neil. And I thought I'd do a Victoria sponge and a lemon drizzle for the open gardens.
Mm, you're going to be busy then.
I know. I'm hoping Alan's going to try a piece of mine.
Alan who?
Alan Titchmarsh, of course.
Why should he eat one of your cakes?
Haven't you heard?
What?
He's going to be the judge for the competition.
Really?
Yeah. It's dead exciting.
Some women fancy him, don't they?
Oh, yeah, he's gorgeous.
Can't see it myself.
Men aren't supposed to.
Yeah, but he doesn't look anything special.
No, it's the way he comes across on the telly, I think.
Right, that's the end of this batch.
Well, I told you we were getting faster.
You keep wrapping and I'll do the rest of the labels.
All right.
You never know. We might just do it.
A hairdryer.
And heaters. Robert reckons most of the flowers have wilted since she started doing it.
I'm not surprised. She must be desperate.
Oh, are we doing the strawberry first?
Or did I say peach?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You've been thinking about something else.
I do that all the time.
They're not even the same colour.
No. Is it yoghurt again tomorrow?
No, we've got an ice cream order for Underwoods.
Oh, right.
I think I've managed to get the right one this time. Looks like it to me. Just give it a stir. Presumably Linda must be in quite a state.
Well, no. Robert reckons she's resigned herself to not getting it as she wanted.
Oh, so there really is a first for everything.
Her begonias definitely won't be out.
Oh, I thought it was pretty optimistic expecting to get begonias this early anyway.
Apparently her petunias look all right, and she's still got her geraniums.
Oh, well, that's something.
But otherwise, Robert's told her to leave well alone and let nature take its course.
Even if it won't be what she was hoping for.
No.
How's your garden looking, Mary?
Oh, in two bar.
Joe's been working hard on it, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's become obsessed with outdoing Lynn's nap.
Oh, shouldn't have tried too hard by the sound of it.
It ain't the flowers, they look lovely anyway.
What is it then?
All the other things she's got decorating her garden.
Like what?
Well, you know her water feature?
Oh, yes.
She's got these lights floating in it now. Oh, it looks ever so nice.
Don't tell me. Joe's got a water feature for your garden.
He's made one out of a garden statue and two halves of an old barrel.
Whatever does it look like?
Well, let's just say you can't fault him for trying.
Oh, dear.
And that ain't all, neither.
No?
No. Out yesterday, he saw she bought some of that rustic seating, you know, that expensive looking stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
So he's only gone out and got our old picnic table and chairs, you know, the ones from the caravan.
Do they look all right?
Oh, what do you think?
A rustic charm, or though?
Not in this case. Maybe you could try to blend them into the background.
I don't mind, really. I know he's trying his best.
Of course he is.
We're never going to win, but it is nice to have the garden back.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And the main thing is the flowers and the plants look lovely.
That's all that matters, really. My lilies have started coming out, so they should make a smashing centrepiece. Joe got them going really well in the lean-to.
Oh, you were lucky they were an early variety.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. That pot's got too much in.
That's better. I still ain't heard from Edward.
Haven't you?
I think he could have managed a phone call just to say he got there.
Oh, well, you know what teenagers are like on holiday. The last thing they think about is home.
I suppose so.
It's a worry, though. Not just teenagers, either.
No, no. No, in fact, William's been having his ups and downs with Emma.
Yes, I know.
They seem happy at the moment, thank goodness.
Wish I could say the same for Greg and Helen.
She'd be glad when he came back from France.
Yes, I think so.
Can't be easy having family over there.
Yeah, those girls are quite a pull on him.
Helen don't mind him going, does she?
I'm sure she'd prefer it if he didn't.
Well, if anyone can cope, it's her.
Yeah, I know that's how it looks.
Hey, Tom's doing well, though, isn't he?
Thank God the lorry's late. We'd never have made it.
Oh, we're only 25 minutes over.
Yeah, at least we caught up a bit towards the end.
And then this is twice as many as we've done before.
I know. Felt like a hell of a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, but I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah. It was quite exciting, racing against the clock.
It would have been better if we'd beaten it.
Well, we will do next time.
I hope so. I don't think we could bear all this tension again.
Anyway, I think you deserve a bit of luck after all the effort you've put in.
And you? Couldn't have done this without you or Stan.
I know. We make a good team, don't we?
Right. I think that's enough.
Oh, shall I stick the label on?
Okay.
Right. There. Finished.
Right, well, that's it then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm knackered.
Well, I've been going since 7 this morning and I'm not surprised.
Haven't even had a break.
Well, I can do the clearing up if you like.
No.
Why don't you get off?
I've got to be here when the lorry comes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you've got to go and make Neil's cake.
Well, that's all right. This won't take long.
No, honestly, since I've got to stay anyway, I might as well do it.
Well, we can both do it.
Go on. You're over the time you should be here anyway.
Well, if you're sure.
Of course I am.
Thanks.
No, thank you. You've been brilliant. A cool head when we needed one.
I'll see you then.
Okay, see ya.
Bye. Oh, hi, Pat.
Oh, all finished?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, but I've got a dash.
Oh, bye then.
Bye.
Have you come to check up on us?
Well, I thought I might just pop in.
Oh, haven't the sausages gone?
No, we were a bit late, but luckily, so's the lorry.
That is lucky.
You can give me a hand clearing up if you scrub up.
Yes, yeah, all right. You've done really well.
Thanks. We need to get faster, though.
Oh, we were quite slow when we first started the yoghurts and the ice cream.
I suppose you learn as you go along.
You do.
Oh, sounds like they're finally here.
Well, go on, then. You better sort it out.
Do you think he looks the same in real life?
Of course he does. Oh, I think he's gorgeous.
Oh, me too. He can make over my garden any time he likes.
I wonder if he'll want to come back and record one of his programmes here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he might do.
Yeah, well, especially if he sees what he really likes. Mm.
Just don't let it be Linda Snell's or Joe will go mad.
Yeah, I expect he'd go for somewhere like Glebe Cottage. I mean, it's so pretty.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll leave you two to your Alan Titchmarsh fantasies away from Pat.
OK, Cathy, we'll see you later.
Bye. Oh, yeah. And guess what Neil wanted for his tea tonight?
I don't know.
Bangers and mash.
On his birthday?
Well, it's always been one of his favourites.
Actually, Eddie likes it too.
The last thing I wanted to see when I got home was more sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you reckon I could get Alan to sign one of his novels when he comes round?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't want to be a nuisance, but seeing as I've got...
Oh, me too. Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
I hope not.
Oh, is Betty looking after him all day?
Yeah, I think so.
But I told her if she needs any volunteers, I'm first in the queue.
Oh, I wish I could.
You know she's asked Joe to drive him round in Bartleby's trap.
Oh, you love that. Oh,
Joe's dead chuffed. He's putting in our breast cushions and he's going to decorate it with flowers and all sorts to make him feel at home.
Oh, that's nice.
nice.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Tom.
Where's the birthday boy?
Oh, he's in the other bar with Mike and Robert Snell. Talking about the cup final, I think.
What, still?
Find a lager, Tom.
Please.
Have you heard about Alan Tedgemarsh coming?
Yes, I have.
It's a pity we've got to do the sausages on Monday.
Don't you get a day off for the bank holiday?
I'm afraid not.
It's terrible.
It's the supermarket's decision, not mine.
Well, we won't have a problem meeting that deadline, though.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, there's no way I'm missing any more of Alan than I have to.
If that's the incentive we need to finish on time, it's fine by me.
How about getting a drink for your mum?
Oh, I thought Cathy got her one.
Oh, that's right, yes, sorry.
I'm steering well clear of those two anyway. They can natter for England.
You don't mean you're going to miss our celebrity guests.
I know. It's really annoying. But I'll be working flat out at Lower Loxley.
Aren't they having some sort of medieval reenactment?
That's right.
They're not expecting you to dress up again, are they?
No, thank goodness. I had enough of that last year.
How's Kenton getting on at the cafe?
Hmm? He's loving it. As far as I can tell, it's going very well.
I haven't been back there since the opening.
Well, you should. It's great.
I know. I've been meaning to. We've been so busy. Tony's been over at Brookfield helping with the silage.
Yeah. Always seem to be a few in. There's a nice buzz to the place.
Yeah, Peggy told me she dropped in the other day after her computer class.
Oh, yeah. Kenton mentioned it.
She said she was so impressed by the Jack's T-shirts that Kenton offered to sell her one.
Oh, he didn't.
Well, I think he was joking.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it.
In the end, she made do with a bacon butty instead. Couldn't praise it highly enough.
Yeah, that'll be Frank. He's a godsend, even if he is too cheerful first thing.
What?
No, it's just Kenton being Kenton. He doesn't like early mornings.
Oh, well, he should be getting used to them by now.
I know, but I don't suppose it'll stop him complaining about the rush before Emma gets in at 9.
Why doesn't he get her in earlier?
Because he only contracted her from 9 to 5:30. It's his own fault.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be Kenton if there was nothing to complain about.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I can't remember seeing him happier than he is now.
Oh, everybody says what a good job he's doing.
Oh, I thought the idea was to hit the board.
Shush, they'll hear you.
I've always thought darts was a silly game anyway.
So, how do you feel about Kenton moving into the flat?
Oh, I expect he'll still come round at weekends.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And when he wants something.
I'm sure it'll be more than that.
I've always known the score. As soon as someone younger and more exciting comes along, he'll probably disappear.
Oh, Cathy, come on.
Yeah. For the time being, I'm happy to go with the flow. No, Pat, it's fine. I mean, let's be honest. I haven't really got any other option, have I?
Brian's got something to show David.
I just couldn't get to sleep at all.
Oh, it's the opposite for me. As soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm out.
Anyway, in the end, I gave up trying and went down to the office.
Oh, why'd you go to the office?
I don't know. It was as if I knew there'd be something waiting.
And was there?
Yes. I switched the computer on. There was an email from Siobhan.
Oh, right.
Thanking me for the present I'd sent Rory for the christening.
I see.
It was a fob watch that belonged to my grandfather.
Oh. Well, it'll mean a lot to him one day.
There was an attachment as well. Photographs of the party afterwards.
Mm, that must have been hard.
Well, I haven't got any choice, have I?
There's the pictures.
Yes, I printed them off.
Right.
This one's the priest and immediate family, I think.
He looks very jolly.
Yeah.
Obviously had a good turnout.
Well, that's Catholics for you, David. A grand service followed by a big party.
Yeah. Where was it?
Well, Siobhan didn't say.
Wherever it is, it looks very impressive.
Yes, I suppose.
Ah, and there's Elizabeth, holding Rory. Look at the twins.
Oh, yes.
So, I suppose those must be the godparents?
Probably.
Did you ever meet her family or friends?
No, how could I?
Sorry, stupid question. Ooh, looks like they had live music.
Yeah. It's funny seeing something so separate from where I am now.
Yes, it must be.
And look at all those people around, Rory. I've no idea who any of them are.
No.
Oh, who that man is, laughing with Siobhan.
Are you sure that all the sausages are here?
Well, yes. Where else would they be?
Don't they have a special section for organics?
Yeah, but I looked while you were getting those biscuits.
And?
They're not there either.
Well, where are they?
I've got no idea.
Oh, are you sure this branch is stocking them?
Yeah, of course it is. It's the nearest one, apart from Borchester.
Well, maybe they've sold out already.
Oh, come on, Fallon. There's no way they'll go that fast.
Well, they could have sold most of them.
They'd still be here, though. I don't believe this.
Let's go and ask someone.
You must be really excited about getting Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Who's actually going to be looking after him?
Oh, well, that's the trouble, you see.
I bet you're not short of volunteers.
No, that's right. Seems like everybody wants to be on the welcoming committee.
He's a popular man.
You wouldn't believe some of the reasons people have come up with why they should give him lunch.
Well, actually, I was going to say that if there is a problem, I'd be more than happy to oblige.
Well, it's very kind, Jennifer, but I think we'll be all right.
I see they've put an announcement in the Echo.
Yeah, and we've managed to put some posters out as well.
You have been busy.
Well, it's not every day we get such a famous personality in Ambridge. Should up the takings no end.
That's true. Oh, Ben, what's the matter?
Oh, perhaps you'd like to see the ducks.
No, I think he's just getting bored. Oh. Time to go home.
Well, I'll let you know as soon as I can when you're scheduled to see Alan.
That's fine. I'll make sure we're all in.
Yeah, okay.
Pip would never forgive me if we missed him.
Bye, Ben.
Bye.
I'm still not sure how much time we should allow for each garden.
Well, I imagine you could keep that quite fluid.
Well, people need to know, though.
Yes, but some gardens will obviously hold more interest than others. They'll need longer.
That's true. We still haven't decided which one you'll be seeing first.
Betty! Betty! Betty, I found the solution to the problem.
Oh, what, the itinerary?
No, I mean the problem of how to transport Alan around the village.
Well, I've asked Joe to do it.
What? But I've managed to get hold of a trap that we can attach to Wolfgang and Constanza.
I didn't know your llamas could pull a trap.
Of course they can. And it means we don't have to rely on Joe and Bartleby.
Oh, but they'll be perfect.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be lovely, so long as Joe makes himself presentable on the day.
Well, quite. That's what I'm worried about, you see.
Yeah,
well,
thank you, Linda, but we're sticking with Joe, and that's final.
Oh. Well, so long as you're sure.
I am.
Oh. Is that llama wool?
Oh, yes, it is. I'm taking it in to show Trudy.
Oh, it looks very soft.
Yes, it's softer than lamb's wool, actually.
Oh, it's lovely. It would make a wonderful jumper.
Mm, it would, wouldn't it?
I start my spinning class at Leighton Cross next week.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm hoping to make a scarf by the end of the year.
Well, how'd you collect it?
Oh, just from grooming. But, of course, it takes an awfully long time to gather enough to make anything. Now, I need to get to work, but I would like to talk to you about the open gardens, Betty.
The best time's this evening, before it gets too busy in the bull. I don't believe it. I mean, they didn't even put them out.
I know.
A bit of a muddle.
Really? Tom, I know you're disappointed.
Disappointed? It doesn't even come close.
Look, the guy is a jerk.
No, he's just an assistant manager.
Well, he could have been more polite.
The manager couldn't even be bothered to see me.
Well, he's probably busy.
It's a she.
Well, she then.
It's their whole attitude that bugs me.
I know.
I mean, I know I'm just one supplier out of hundreds.
Well, that doesn't mean that you're not important.
But when you finally get them to actually investigate your complaints.
It took ages, didn't it?
And that bloke thought he could just put them out now and everything would be okay.
Yeah, I think that car wants to park here.
Can't you find somewhere else?
Come on, let's go for a walk.
It's just so frustrating.
I know.
We made those on Monday. The shelf life's only 6 days, and four of those have gone before they're even on display.
Well, they'll get it right next time.
Yeah, maybe. In the meantime, they'll end up throwing at least half of those away.
Yeah, that is really bad.
So, my first week's sales figures are going to be down. There's nothing I can do about it.
Is that a letter from Kate?
No, it's from one of Adam's friends in Kenya.
Not the one who keeps ringing on his mobile.
Oh, probably. Do you want the dressing?
Oh, thanks. That's cost Adam a fortune.
Yes, but then he doesn't spend much on other things.
No, I suppose not.
Besides, what he chooses to do with his money is up to him.
Yes, of course, I didn't criticise you.
Oh, good.
In fact, I think he's the best thing that's happened to this farm in a long time.
Really?
Yes. The way he's gone about this strawberry enterprise has given the whole place a lift.
Do you think so?
Definitely. It's about time he tried something different.
Well, I thought you were happy with the way things were.
Yes, I thought I was, but Adam's initiative's been like a breath of fresh air.
Well, I must say I'm glad he's slotted in so easily.
Oh, it's more than that. I mean, if I'm honest, I think we've got into a bit of a rut.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well,
beginning to feel as if we were trapped in this downward spiral, defeated by the state of British agriculture.
And you think Adams made the difference?
Well, he's certainly given us something extra.
Well, that's good.
We needed someone to come in with some new ideas and bags of enthusiasm.
You should tell him.
Oh, well. You know what the best thing is?
No.
He's got the nous to know the right areas to expand in.
Like you did?
Yes. And that's something that can't be taught.
Debbie used to have it as well.
Yes.
I wonder if she'll ever be enthusiastic about anything again.
Oh, I don't know. She seems so determined to alienate herself from everybody.
I don't suppose it's deliberate.
No, no, but she can't just shut herself off all the time.
I know.
I wonder if she does see it herself, inside. If she knows.
She just can't break out of it.
Oh, it breaks my heart to see it. I would never have done that to her willfully, Jenny. I mean, if I'd known.
It's starting to affect Alice as well.
Is it?
Mm, I think so. She's not stupid after all.
You need a couple more tyres up here. That should do it.
Shall I get them?
No, don't worry, I'll do it in a minute.
Okay.
Well, at least we got it finished before the weekend.
Yeah, went pretty well in the end.
Still like to know how that hammer got left out. Bert's been very quiet about it.
It doesn't matter now. We've got the crop in, so let's forget it.
No, you're right. Right, I'll get those tyres.
By the way, why did Brian come round this morning?
Oh, yeah, that was a bit strange. He wanted to show me some photographs.
What of?
Rory's christening.
Oh, poor Brian.
I have a feeling that he thinks Siobhan's got a new boyfriend.
How do you know?
Well, I don't, but there was this one picture he kept looking at.
Do you want to hand those up?
Yeah, okay.
Was Siobhan with someone?
Yeah, but they were only talking.
There must have been something about it.
Not really. They were in the background behind some people dancing.
Oh, is that all?
Well, they were smiling at each other, I suppose.
Well, good for her if she has.
Yeah, why not?
You can't expect her to stay in Purda for the rest of her life.
No. Oh, there's something else.
What's that?
Debbie. Adam told me that she's got a second interview for a job in France.
You don't mean?
No.
I didn't know she'd had a first one.
Neither did I. And apparently Brian and Jennifer don't know anything, so we've got to keep stum.
What do you think they'll say when they find out?
God knows. Adam thinks she should have told them.
Well, yeah.
He says it feels like she's running away.
That's not like her, is it?
No, it isn't.
What's going to happen to our arable contract if she does go?
Well, that's what I was worrying about. And we can't ask Brian until he finds out.
No. It's difficult.
And then there's Hassett Hills. I mean, the last thing we want is to lose one of our prime movers.
I know. I can't imagine Debbie not being around.
Even the Shakespeare garden is looking a little threadbare.
Well, that's a pity.
Of course, if the date had been set another 2 or 3 weeks ahead, you'd have had much better displays all round.
Well, from what I've seen, most of the gardens look lovely.
Well, yes, if you like muted colours.
You don't think you might have been a little overambitious?
Oh, no. My ambition is always grounded in reality. No, I've just been unlucky, that's all.
Well, I'm sure Alan will appreciate everyone's efforts.
By the way, I've cleared my schedule for Monday, so if you're still looking for people to go round with Alan,
thank you, Linda, but we'll be fine.
Oh. Well, never mind.
So, is that everything?
Well, no, actually. And given what you were talking about earlier, I thought it might not be too presumptuous if I drew up an itinerary for you.
Oh, really?
Yes, it would bring Alan to Ambridge Hall round about lunchtime, which, of course, I'm more than happy to provide.
Look, as a matter of fact, I've spent most of the last 2 days sorting out the rotors and the itinerary.
Oh.
I'm keeping the welcoming committee down to myself and Jill.
I see.
And to make sure everything's fair and square, we'll be having lunch here.
Here? Oh, wouldn't Grey Gables be more suitable?
No, this is the perfect solution.
Really?
You see, I'm sure Alan's not the pretentious type.
Well, no, probably not.
So what could be better than a nice bar meal and a pint of Shires at the Bull?
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Joanna Toy and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.